Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're continuing a message today I started a couple days ago about our need for renewal. And the scriptures tell us in Ephesians 4, 23 to 24, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And so the scriptures command us that it's an important spiritual truth. It's our responsibility, it's our duty to renew our minds. And we do that by the Word of God, reading the Word of God, listening to the Word of God. And not only is it our duty, but also it's a wonderful and powerful means of transforming our lives. If our minds are renewed. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says that we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, and pleasing to God, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, right, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And yesterday I made reference to a scripture, I trust a familiar one, in Philippians, the fourth chapter, and this gives us some detail on the quality of the thought life that we as Christians should have. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, does that mean we'll never have a negative thought? Of course not. But the point is, if we're not aware of the importance of watching the thoughts of our mind, not just the words that come out of our mouth, because really it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks, it starts with our thought life. We won't have to be as concerned what is coming out of our mouth if we're concerned about where our minds are at. And if we're thinking about the things that I just shared, with things are lovely, of a good report, not that we wouldn't have a negative thought, but we're not going to dwell on them. And we have to admit, as we look around the people in the world system, there's nothing but negativity. There's very little good news of any kind, simply because the only real good news is found in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're looking to God for renewal. We need renewal. So there's the renewal of our mind. And today I'd like to talk about the renewal of our strength. There's times that we just are weak spiritually from a sustained or prolonged time of spiritual trial or battle, and even physically sometimes. And that's the importance of getting sufficient rest, not just in terms of quiet times and sleep, but also the principle, and even though we're not under the quote old covenant, the principle of the Sabbath day of rest was established by God. You know what? Even before the law was given to Moses, God rested. Do you think he was tired? I don't think so, but he rested on the seventh day. And there's a spiritual principle to that. He was giving an example. That's certainly true, but it gave him a chance to just reflect upon all the works of his hands, the things that he had done in those 6 days of creation. We cannot relate to his infinite mind, his creative ability. He so transcends even the smartest and most brilliant of the human mind that we cannot relate, except we know he is a God of love. We're his children. He loves us, and he's coming for us. He wants us to be with him forever and ever. Isn't that a beautiful? It's like the most grandest fairy tale, as we talk about fairy tales, except it's not a fairy tale. It is the good news of the gospel. It is the spiritual, eternal reality of the heart and plan of God. Let us make man in our image. Those are the words recorded in the opening chapters of Genesis. And so we have a need at times, certainly, to renew our strength in God. But how do we do that? Well, I can give you a scripture. You might want to write it down. It's a familiar passage, Isaiah 40:31. We do it by waiting on God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I would submit that would be spiritual or physical. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Praise God. And so, beloved, there's a spiritual fatigue. I mean, we understand what physical fatigue is, because that's why rest is important, and the importance of getting good sleep, sufficient sleep every night is important. But also, there is the spiritual need for renewal of strength. And many today, Christians, were suffering spiritual fatigue. And unfortunately, some see it as a merit badge. The more you can pour yourself out for God, the more you can just be busy every moment of the day. Beloved, God wants us busy about the things of his kingdom, but he is not a slave driver. We can make ourselves as slaves. We can push ourselves beyond the borders or the limits of what is right for us. And that varies even in as an individual, depends on the seasons of your life, depending what your responsibilities are, your age, your commitments, the things that God is expecting of you. And so it's a constant relationship with God, seeking his will, his mind, his purposes, that we have to not allow ourselves to become vulnerable, because when we get really weak, we are very open to the attacks of the enemy. Paul gives us a brief, uncomplicated a pattern or instructions, if you will, on how to be a successful Christian. We should grade our daily thought pattern by this formula of divine therapy, if you will, and that's Philippians 4:8-6, that we are to be think of those things that are honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report. And so if we'll do that, and the spiritual fatigue and heaviness that many are experiencing today, sometimes it is, but this is the norm for the day in which we're living. Well, that's not true, because the Word defines what the norm should be. So many can be moody or depressed or listless or heavy. Beloved, we cannot be victimized by the destructive and negative trends of the society in which we live. We must see that God's rest awaits us amid all life's pressures, amid all life's conflicts. Hebrews 4:9 says, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." And this might seem to be a contradiction. It isn't in divine principles. But Paul says, let us labor. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. There's a reference made now to the Israelites and those who fell short, if you will, under the old covenant. Before renewal comes, beloved, if you need to, feel the need to be renewed, there must be rest. And that's not only getting sufficient sleep, not, you know, burning the candle at both ends, but also times where you can just be quiet before the Lord. And I think every day we should have just a little time, however much time our schedules will allow, to just rest in God. That will give us strength for the day, physical strength, spiritual strength, and just it's important. And also, it's a means of disciplining the soul. That sounds sort of contrary in thought, but discipline sounds like work, doesn't it? But sometimes just to be quiet is really work. Try just to rest because your mind jumps around to all the things that need to be done, your to-do list. But the word tells us, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And it's necessary for the natural carnal man to give over and to relinquish control to our spirit man. So we need to get out the bad. We have to understand we face evil in this world. We face the bad. We face the difficulties and storms. But let's not rehearse it over and over and over again. Let's just give it to the Lord, cast all your cares upon Him, and then trust Him because He can carry those loads. You can't. They will just crush you. And so, beloved, complaining and doubt and condemnation, while that might be the norm of the world, beloved, nothing near wearies anybody more than engaging in these negative practices. They will have an effect. You just cannot continually complain or doubt or condemn or be negative and not be worn out by it. Just as the natural man can't work well when exhausted and fatigued, so we cannot move with any efficiency, any productiveness with God if we are spiritually exhausted. Today, we so long for change. We want to move on. We want to advance. And we know, just instinctively, the wilderness is not our destiny. We anxiously tug at God. Oh, God, hear our prayers in vain, crying to Him to do something. But many more are fainting in fatigue, having tried to do something for Him. So, beloved, let's take that Sabbath rest. Let's rest in our time with God, a deep rest that He can give, even if it's just a few minutes. Let's do only God's tasks, the things He speaks to our hearts, and don't let the devil drive you. So, beloved, as we renew our strength, a friend, asking God to deliver us from spiritual fatigue, there's a discipline that we can apply to our soul, and then we shall learn strength for the battles that we face. So we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. I hope you're being refreshed by this. I know I am. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.